It's a standard question from potential employers. Nestled under the category of employment history is a box asking for one thing: previous salary.
We know right now that it is okay for any employer in the state of Georgia to ask someone what they made in their previous job and to base either hiring them or their salary on that previous job.
That's Representative Park Cannon, a Democrat from Atlanta. She has filed legislation, House Bill 5, that would make it illegal for employers to use what a person used to make in determining how much to offer them. Her reasoning? The job should be priced, not the person.
They come to the table knowing that they can hire for one administrative assistant, and they've got about $40,000 to do that. Whether or not that person who comes to the interview has ever made $40,000 should not matter to them.
The bill is a part of a larger effort to close the wage gap. According to the National Partnership for Women and Families, women in Georgia make about 81 cents for every dollar a man makes. For black women, that falls to 63 cents. Other states, like Massachusetts, already have laws like this on their books.
Salary history. From now on, employers cannot ask about your salary history before making a job offer. That's a big deal. For most women, the gender pay gap starts early in their career. And too often, employers make salary decisions based on what you were paid before.
Marlene Kim, an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts Boston, says employers are asking the wrong question.
The question really is, why not ask someone what kind of salary are you looking for instead of basing it on salary history?
But do employers actually determine a salary based on how much someone used to make? I asked Tamara Stevens, who owns a contracting company. She says knowing a person's salary history could very well lead to that happening.
Let's say I've got a position that's starting that I would pay them $75,000 a year. If they come in there and they put on their salary history that they made $40,000, human nature, I'm going to be like, ooh, I may be able to lower that a little bit.
Steven says that's why her company doesn't ask about salary history. But House Bill 5 wouldn't stop employers from asking. A similar bill in Philadelphia was challenged in court because telling someone they can't ask is a free speech issue. The Georgia bill focuses heavily on the word rely. An employer can ask, they just can't rely on the answer to set the salary. And if they did, you could fight back. Charles Bridgers is an attorney who handles cases involving the Fair Labor Standards Act and wage litigation. He says just feeling like the employer relied on that information isn't enough.
It would be very difficult to prove whether or not the salary they offered you was based on reliance of what you've been asked or not been asked.
So how could you prove it?
You would have to either have direct evidence of, you know, an employer telling you, well, I'm offering you a salary because you told me your salary was this before. Other than that, you'd have to prove it through some type of circumstantial or burden-shifting lawsuit.
The bill has also drawn criticism for taking away a candidate's negotiating power. But Cannon says it should actually give them more.
We want people negotiating for a fair wage in Georgia. What this bill does, though, is it requests that those employers do not start the conversation. They just listen if you decide to share.
Meanwhile, the city of Atlanta has taken it a step further. Officials recently announced it will be banning the question of previous salary for all city jobs. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.